But first, some thank yous and stay strongs to our brothers and sisters challenging the logic of rule in Saudi Arabia. Immigrants, and often it's immigrants, it's often those with the least means, with the biggest heart. And that should tell us something, that we have to step up here in this country. Challenging the logic of rule in Saudi Arabia, Bangladesh, Cambodia, even their, and modest don't even begin to describe it, how little they ask for the billions they generate. How modest their request for a heartbreakingly small portion of those billions is met with violence. This is how heroes, folks with heart, are treated under the regime of class. And to the 6 students at UC Berkeley who camped out on the steps of Sproul Plaza to remind us all that heart still exists on the UC campus, and I know it's not just 6, but to camp out, to pitch your tent, I mean, in a sea of assent, that takes heart. Thank you for that courage. And some cautions. All around us, the accelerated pace of power's race to achieve total suppression of our humanness is in evidence. Here in the Bay Area, the state was threatening to impose a curfew on youth who tell the truth, by the way. I mean, I don't think that's an insignificant reason why power wants to keep a tight lock on youth. In Oakland, but that didn't pass city council, thank goodness. But nonetheless, the police state, it is marching apace. And I have to say, when I hear tell of unheard of 195-mile-per-hour winds, when we know the dark DARPA capability exists to boost the strength of storms, and again, I refer folks who read these words to the Lauren Murray article, the historical roots of the New World Order and its permanent war economy. And it's just totally random when you hear glimpses of what's going on in the shadow world of these shadow statesmen, because it never gets, maybe it doesn't even get out at all anymore, because this was an interview I heard with her years ago and haven't heard her back on KPFA since. Same with that fascinating interview I heard once on KPFA with a former agent provocateur, I think former. It was an interview done in the 70s, I believe, and he was, he had infiltrated the Black Writers Workshop that Richard Pryor had been part of, a lot of powerful cultural leaders, I guess I have to say, in the Black community from the 60s, participated in LA, and he infiltrated this group, and he was really astonishingly honest, straightforward. And this was a group that was destroyed, literally destroyed by this man, because he burnt the place down. And he's like admitting this, and he's saying that, well, why did you burn it down? He said, well, they were about to get a grant, and that would have, you know, kicked them to a higher level. So, well, how was that for you since you were part of this group? He goes, well, it was hard. I mean, I built the stage. And the interviewer goes, what? Yeah, I built that stage. But they said burn it down, so I burnt the place down. Now, see, I haven't heard this interview since. Now, why wouldn't you repeat that over and over and over? Because we know those tactics have only escalated given the current moment we're in. This was like from the 70s. That when you get a little bit of truth like that, I'm curious how that works behind the scenes at places like the Pacifica Network. You hear one and they say, never, ever, ever again. Don't you dare. Is that how it works? Anyway. So the point here is not to overcredit the power of power or to pretend a certainty we can never have, although why develop the capacity if not to use it? Or to provoke an urge to delve into it? I mean, come on. This addiction to... exposing power's secrets. I feel like it's almost an addiction because you get rewarded and seen and stroked and, you know, you get trotted around. But at this juncture, I mean, we all know this, right? Really, was anyone surprised by the Edward Snowden revelations? And is it going to be like with Mark Klein, who we'll talk about in a minute? Well, you know, nobody even thinks about him in a year. Well, that'll probably still be talked about because it's now a mini-series. But still, we know enough now. Why aren't we doing what is obvious? We have to plan an alternative. Otherwise, how are we going to get the critical mass of folks to build it, to show it, so everybody else can choose what they want to do? But the vast majority have nothing to choose from. It's this and this. It's power and power. It's class and class. And if that's all we got going, then it's fight your way up on the ladder. We have to build an alternative.